friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 59:16, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Isn't that a beautiful psalm? Psalm 59, verse 16. Well, happy Thursday, this fourth day of February 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you. Good to fellowship. Good to see ya. And of course, Tuesday was Groundhog's Day. And according to Puxatony Phil, it's going to be an early spring. And all God's people said, amen. Actually, the weather hasn't been all that bad this winter. I'm serious. Normally, it's not the typical Midwest winter this winter, I have to say. But, and I'm okay with it. I'm not complaining. I just want to throw that out there. I just want to throw that out there. Well, just want to remind you that you are personally invited to our anniversary extravaganza celebration Thursday night, April 7th at the Lincoln Square Mall. Keynote speaker, we're going to have Dr. Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago. The Singing Men of GNN will be performing, also the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. This is all in celebration of 20 years of ministry right here at Great News Radio. Just a big celebration of what God is doing. And for the first 500 families to pre-register, we have a special gift box for the first 500 families. So if you do want to pre-register, visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. If you don't have access to the internet, just call our front office. Karen will set you up like she normally does. She's a superstar. She really is. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, this is going to be a pretty busy weekend tomorrow and Saturday in downtown Champaign. Our friends at See You at Home will be presenting their annual One Winter Night tomorrow and Saturday. Downtown Champaign, along Neal Street, community leaders and citizens will be spending overnight in a cardboard box, including Pastor Jason, by the way, all to raise awareness of homelessness. For more information on the ministry of See You at Home, just visit their website at the letter cuathome.us. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to dive into Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to talk about a subject we all just love talking about, loving our enemies. It's actually going to be a good study. It's going to be a very, very productive time together. So we're going to talk about loving our enemies and how to do that. It's easy to love our friends and people that are nice to us, but how do we love our enemies? We're going to take a look at Matthew chapter 5 right after this on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
So much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Yeah, pull up a chair and let's fellowship together. And I'll tell you what, in America today, it's funny, we love everything, don't we? I mean, think about all the ways you can use that four-letter word during a given week. I mean, we love hamburgers, praise the Lord. We love our children. We love puppies. We love ice cream. We love college football, spring days, vacations, and a gazillion of other things, right? I mean, isn't it amazing that with the wealth of words we have at our disposal, we use the same term to describe our feelings about a hot dog as we do to describe our relationship with our mother? I mean, surely we can't feel the same way about that cat video on YouTube as we do our own children, right? See, most of the time we use the word love to describe anything that makes us feel good at a given moment. I mean, if you really think about it, here in 2016, with that definition, it's no wonder we fall out of love with people at the same rate we fall out of love with certain kinds of food. Jesus calls us, friend, to something more than that. I mean, as followers, we're called to love in the way He loves. And today we're going to talk about loving our enemies. Oh, this is going to be a fun study today. This is going to be a hard study, in fact. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 43 to 48. Loving our enemies. Because think about this. As believers, we're called to be set apart anyways. We're called to be different in a good way for the kingdom of God. So again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, Jesus talking here. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? You know, friend, I don't know about you, but these are some tough passages here. I mean, Jesus wasn't talking about just simple Christianity here. I mean, He was talking about denying ourselves. I mean, because think about it, most of the world operates by a simple premise. I mean, love those who love you. I mean, that's it. Think about it. Love those who love you. That's the way the world operates, because with that worldview, people only get into relationships for what they can gain from them. Every relationship is self-serving. Thus, if a relationship ceases to give you what you want, you simply move on to the next one. Friend, let me be completely blunt with you. The kingdom of God does not operate that way. Jesus called us to love those who feel animosity, even hatred, towards you and me. In fact, He gave us an example from weather. When the rain falls, the evil receives the benefit in the same way the righteous do. This is God's common grace. It's common because He extends it to everyone, right? Look at verse 45. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. It's common grace. It's common because He extends it to everyone. This doesn't mean God approves of everything that happens on earth. It only means God's love is completely distinct from our love. He extends His love to people, not because they love Him, but because it's in His character to do so. Friend, I don't want this to be another Bible study that just talks about how we need to love people. Even though we are called to do so, how do you do that? How do you love not just, I'm not talking about the people that are easy to love. I'm talking about your enemies. Those people who would do their best to go out of their way to hurt you, to degrade you, to talk down to you, to hurt you and your family. How do we love those people? I'm not talking about those people who are nice and sweet and are friends. I'm talking about loving our enemies. That's exactly what Jesus is talking about here in Matthew chapter 5. How do you love those enemies? Well, friend, I think it starts with praying for your enemies. I'll tell you what, prayer shapes our hearts, because when we pray for someone who is, what's that word I'm thinking of? Maybe difficult to love, we will find our hearts being bent toward that person. It's hard to hate someone you are asking God to bless and help. Pray for them. Lord, change my heart towards them. That's a prayer right there. I'll tell you, that is a prayer right there. Pray for your enemies. Or here's another way of choosing to love your enemies. Maybe choosing not to gossip about them. Oh, I'll tell you what, choosing to talk negatively about somebody, I don't know, it just, maybe it's just the way humans are, but it just makes us feel better. When we're angry towards somebody, it's just easy to talk negative about them. Maybe a way of loving your enemy is choosing not to gossip about them. Or maybe when you hear that person who is sick, maybe sending them a get well card. I know this is hard stuff. This really is. This is tough stuff, because Jesus called you and me to be set apart. He has called you and me to be different than the world. And if he calls you and me to be different than the world, that means you and I have to deny ourselves. This is tough stuff. This is a tough teaching. Jesus said, if you only greet your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? If you love those who you love, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? Jesus is saying it's easy to love those who love you. It's easy to be friendly to those who are friendly to you. But Jesus is saying, sinners, the world does that. I want you to be different. John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. If you love one another. Love is the greatest defining mark of a Christian, friend. For the Christian who prays for their enemy, the Christian who goes, brings food over to their home when they're in the hospital or when they're sick. Those who truly love demonstrate they have experienced the love of Jesus Christ. Those who truly love demonstrate they have experienced the love of Jesus Christ and are growing in their understanding of the great love of God in Christ. And friend, that's what makes us distinct, different. So showing God's love is what makes us truly distinct. It really is. So let's look for opportunities to stand apart from the rest of the world. Pray. Commit to pray every day for that one person in your life who is difficult to love. Have you ever been difficult to love? Have you ever been difficult to love? Think of someone who loved you during a time when you were hard to love. I think of my wife, who loved me when I was so hard to love so many different times, many times during the week. And sacrifice. You know, Jesus loves us sacrificially. What is one practical way you can sacrificially love someone this week? It's okay to love ice cream and puppies and college football, but don't confuse all that love with God's love. The love he calls you to walk in. He loves you, friend. Now go and do likewise.
Just
Cause I thought the sacrifice would be too great. When I finally reached the point of giving in, I found the cross was calling even then.
Christ Phillips, Craig, and Dean right here on this Thursday, February the 4th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll. Friend, I do thank you so much for, just your time and your attention. And that clock over there is telling me that our time is winding down. You know, I just need to take that clock, take the battery out of it, and just enjoy our fellowship. But Yeah, we do have to wrap things up, but I'd love to hear from you if you have just a question, comment, or you just want to say, hey, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Love to connect with you there. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason back in the studio tomorrow for tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.